State and federal programs have poured billions of dollars into some of the nation's worst schools since 2009 in hopes of making improvements. But once those schools do show progress, the money disappears, and they then risk sliding backward. Commodore John Rogers Elementary and Middle School in East Baltimore is one of those schools. WYPR's Jonna McCone paid it a visit to learn how teachers, administrators, and families brought about change and how they're planning to cope without the millions of dollars they are losing.
Hey, Tavon, how are you? Glasses today?
Yes.
Good, you got them?
That's Commodore John Rogers principal, Mark Martin, greeting each of the school's 810 students by name as they filter into class. Back in 2010, this was one of the worst schools, not just in Baltimore, but in the state. It ranked so low it was eligible for what are called school improvement grants, often called turnaround funding, available to the bottom 5% of the nation's poorest, or Title I schools.
The school was in trouble. You know, the biggest indicator of that was that enrollment had dropped to the 200s, where just a few years earlier it was in the 900s.
And with that many students gone and poor test scores, the school faced possible closure. Commodore John Rogers applied for school improvement money in 2009, and the next year, when Martin came in, a plan was in place to redirect the school with the help of the additional $2 million a year in federal money the school won. Martin says he walked in expecting chaos.
What I actually saw was something, I think, that was a lot more sad to me, which was just a place where there was no care. Students seemed to have their heads on desks, they were disengaged, there wasn't real instruction taking place.
Principal Martin hired new teachers, who developed enrichment programs for students and established weekly paid professional development. Most importantly, the school day was extended by an hour and a half.
Obviously, if our students are 2, 3, 4 grade levels behind in reading and math, there needed to be a specific support for that. And so we had an extended day. If you walk through our building, our kids are very intentional, they're very purposeful, and they're working hard.
Because the school's test scores are now on par with other schools in the city, and there have been improvements, like a drop in absentee rates, this year the school no longer received the additional federal dollars. Nancy Grasmick was the superintendent of schools in Maryland for 20 years and has been closely involved in transforming troubled schools in the state. She says often schools slid backward after the extra funding went away.
It is a very precipitous drop to suddenly have nothing after you've had it, because the circumstances of the children don't change. The challenges of the teachers don't change. The challenges of the principal doesn't change.
Martin says his school is not yet stable enough in terms of the culture, the trust of parents, and the social and home lives of the students. He says we should be looking at it differently.
The conversation needs to turn around, what is the cost of funding a school that has students that are years and years and years behind?
But not every school has been as successful as Commodore John Rogers. Some fail to improve despite the money and a turnaround plan. Two schools in Baltimore that received federal money in 2010 closed during the third year of the school turnaround process.
I would like to acknowledge Mr. Jackson from yesterday when I didn't get a problem on the worksheet. He explained to me in a better way and it should show
me
a
deep. So with the federal money going away, the school is trying to hang on to some things that help generate gains, like these weekly community meetings where students get to talk about the school's mission and its culture.
You know, you can't have a productive school environment if you don't have a strong school culture. And based on the fact that our school was targeted as a failing school, something needed to be done. And when you build structures like this and you have them going, they need to be sustained. And any loss of funding is going to compromise what we're able to do in building that culture. Good morning, guys. Hurry up. You're late, okay?
Martin says the loss of money will make this school year, despite his hardworking staff and students, his most challenging yet. But he's hopeful. The new federal law called the Every Student Succeeds Act gives state and local districts more flexibility in tackling the worst performing schools. Still, Martin wonders whether funding a school a little longer, while it has momentum, might be wiser than using federal money to tackle entirely new schools. I'm Jonna McCone for 88.1 WYPR.